USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order.
Smith filed the motion Friday night after Trump posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The post appeared one day after Trump was indicted on four counts related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Smith wrote in his filing that public posts by the former president about the case could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The former president has until 5 p.m. Eastern to respond. I'm Julie Ryan.
16 people are injured after a Greyhound bus overturned on I-75 in Georgia. The accident happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Forsyth, about an hour south of Atlanta. The accident remains under investigation. A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a group of women and their doctors who sued the state over its abortion ban. The Travis County judge on Friday temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the state's abortion ban against women who have pregnancy complications. A massive operation that authorities say made billions of spam calls is hit with a major fine.
The largest robocall network that the United States has ever investigated is accused of calling over a half billion phone numbers during just 3 months in 2021, making more than 5 billion calls for auto warranty scams. The FCC has fined the operation a record $300 million for violating U.S. telecom laws. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The daughter of the late Lisa Marie Presley is now the sole trustee of her mother's estate. A Los Angeles judge approved Riley Keough as head of what the family calls the Promenade Trust. Lisa Marie Presley died on January 12th at the age of 54. This is USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless face. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Jamie Foxx is apologizing to the Jewish community over a now-deleted social media post. The actor had written, quote, "They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you?" followed by the hashtags fake friends and fake love. After some interpreted they as Jews, Foxx posted that he was referring to being, quote, "betrayed by a fake friend," and that he loves and supports the Jewish community. Foxx is recovering from an undisclosed medical complication. It's lottery fever time again.
It's great news for folks looking to get rich. Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. The numbers to check for those smaller prizes, 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, and Mega Ball number 20. Tickets are $2 each. I'm Laura Winters.
Greta Gerwig's Barbie is nearing the $1 billion mark. The film is set to earn $54 million in its third week across North America and will cross the $1 billion sometime this weekend. Barbie will take first place for a third straight weekend. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrining 9 new members, including former Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Ware, who said growing up in an environment with drugs and gangs wasn't going to deter him.
No matter what our circumstances, we made a choice and worked to be great.
I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.